Today's daf is Shvuos daf Chof Dalet, and we are at the two lots, about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Chof Gimel Amid Beis, moving along in the sugyas and the dafin of Perek Shvuos Shtayim Basra, and Shvuos daf Chof Dalet is another festa daf. So without any introduction, the Mishnah had said, if somebody says Shvua, I swear, Shaloi Oichal, I will not eat. Va'ochal, and he ate. But oichlin she'enon ruyel achila. He ate foods that people don't usually eat. Or v'shasa mashkin she'enon ruyel l'shtia. Or he drank shtia b'chlal achila, but he drank things that are not ruyel l'shtia. The Mishnah said potter. The Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said another halach. If somebody says shvur shaloy oichal, and he eats nevelus u'treifish gotzen v'ramasim, so he had it already three times, what's the halach? Machloik is Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say chayef. Rav Shimon says pot. Says the Gemara, haguf akasha. How do you read these two halachas? Don't they contradict each other? I'm the shvur shaloy oichal b'akal oichal shenim l'achilo. V'shasam mashku shen ring l'shtia potter. The Mishnah said that if somebody makes a shvur shaloy oichal, and he eats, but he eats things that people don't usually eat, or he drinks things that are not ruin l'shtiyah. What's the halacha? He's potter. V'hadar tani, and then in the next breath, what does the Mishnah say? Shvuah shalo yoichal. If a person swears that he won't eat, v'achal and he ate nevelus u'treifish katzim v'ramasim, chayiv. Fake the Gemara Mishnah Reisha the potter Mishnah Sefer the chayiv. What's the difference between eating nevelus treifish katzim v'ramasim that you're chayiv and eating dvarim she'enin ruin l'achila that you're potter? Isn't nevelus u'treifish Shkotzen v'remosim also dvarim she'enon ruyin l'achila? And the point of the Gemara's kash is that even though physically you can eat nevelos or treifish shkotzen v'remosim, but for an upkehitin yid, it's enon ruyin l'achila. So you would think that if when a person says shvu shalei oichal, he only has in mind loshem bnei adam dvarim haruyin l'achila, and it's for that reason, if he eats something that people physically do not eat, they're not included in the Shvua. L'chur is something that halachically he's not allowed to eat, should not be included in the Shvua as well, says the Gemara. Holei kasha, reisha b'stam, v'seifa b'mefarish. The reisha is talking about where he said Shvua shalo yoicha. He didn't specify anything. Shvua shalo yoicha, we assume he means dvarim haruyin l'achila. It's for that reason, if he ate dvarim she'enon ruyin l'achila, or he drank mashkin she'enon ruyin l'shtiyah, he's going to be potter. The Mishnah that discusses the halachas of Dvelos or Treifish Katzim v'Ramasim is not talking about where he said Shvuah Shaloi Oichal Stam. It's talking about where he said Shvuah Shaloi Oichal, and he specifically included that I want my Shvuah to include Nevelos or Treifish Katzim v'Ramasim. Being that he included it, it's for that reason it's obviously included. That's why he's going to be chayiv. Afreik the Gemara mefarish nami gufatikshi. Okay, so you explained why if somebody says shvuah shalo yoichal and he eats nevelos or treifish katzim v'ramasim, he's chayiv, despite the fact that you could argue that it's eni roi l'achila because you included it. If you were mefarish it, it's for that reason the shvuah is chal. But I have another kasha. Amai mushba me'ar sinai hu. Forget about the fact that it's not roi l'achila. That you answered. But there's another issue. Isn't a yid mushba me'ar sinai not to eat nevelos or treifish katzim v'ramasim? We've spoken this out many times. It's one of the yesoidas that you have to internalize as you go through the Gemara's and Masechta Shavuos, and that is that when the Yidden were mekabel the Torah, they said Nasav and Ishma Kafaleim Har Kegiges. They didn't just say they're going to keep the Torah; they swore that they're going to keep the Torah. So there was a Shavuah that was chal on every one of the mitzvahs essay and every one of the mitzvahs lois essay in the Torah. That means the Yidden already swore that they're not going to eat neveilos or treifish katzim v'ramasim. Shavuos 101 ain't Shavuah chal al Shavuah. So how could this Shavuah be toy bichal on Nevelos u'treifish katzim v'ramasim, even if you were mefarish it? But at the end of the day, you already had sworn, every yid had sworn in Har Sinai. Ain't shvuah chal al shvuah.
When you do an avera, you don't have to bring the shvuah.
But I hear. It's good cash, but at the end of the day, the second shvuah still needs where to be chal. Says the Gemara, and again, we had this Gemara already a few times. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechanan, the Amri, Bekoil Dvarman, Mutar Medvarman, Surim. It's talking about where he didn't just swear that he's not going to eat nevelos or treifish katzim v'ramasim. He swore shvuah shalo yoich. As the Gemara just explained, he was also mefarish nevelos or treifish katzim v'ramasim. But being that he included more than that, so the shvuah is going to be chal on all the Dvarman Mutarim. For that, there's no mushba vayb in Me'ar Sinai, and we say migu. We say Isser Koilil, that migu, that the Shvuah is going to be chal on the Dvarim HaMutarim, it could be chal on the Dvarim HaSurim as well. Rish Lakish Amr, Rish Lakish said, Iyat HaMoitzi Elo, Ibn Mefarish Chatzi Yishir V'alibid Rabbanon, Ibn Stam HaLibid Rabbi Akiva. It's talking about where the person swore that he's not even going to eat a Chatzi Yishir. Chatzi Shir, Reish Lakish holds, is Mutter Min HaTorah. So being that Chatzi Shir was Mutter Min HaTorah, there was never a Shvuas Har Sinai by Chatzi Shir. If there was never a Shvuas Har Sinai by Chatzi Shir, so the Shvuas Shaloi Oichal Neveilus Atreifish Katzim for a Muslim could be Chal on a Chatzi Shir, because for that, you're not a Mushba V'oim Min Har Sinai. And that's how the Shvuas are going to be Chal. Now Reish Lakish says, according to the Chachamim, that Stam Shvuas Shaloi Oichal is not Chal on Chatzi Shir. Which Chachamim? The Chachamim in the first Mishnah in the Perek, you're going to have to say the Mishnah is talking about where he specifically said, I want the Shvua to be Chal on a Chatzi Shir of Nevelos of Trefesh Gatzim V'Ramasim. According to Rabbi Akiva, that holds that even though in Kala Teira Kula, Ein Achila Pachas Mikazayas, but in Shvuas, it's different. There, Stam Shvua Shalo Yoichal is Chal on Chatzi Shir. So even Bestam, that Loch is going to be, the Shvua is going to be Chal. Either way, two terutzen to explain why there's no problem of Mushba V'Oimid Me'ar Sinai, where somebody he says, Shvua Shaloi Oichal Neveil to Trefish Gatzim for a Muslim. Yechanan said, Isr Koilo, Migu, that it's Chal on the Dvarma Mutarim, it could be Chal on the Dvarma Asurim as well. Reish Lakish said, it's talking about Chatzishir. Freik the Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Yechanan Liyamak Reish Lakish. I understand why Rabbi Yechanan didn't learn like Reish Lakish. The Mukam Lalam Asis, because Rabbi Yechanan wanted the Mishnah to work according to everybody. Meaning, the way Reish Lakish explained the Mishnah, really, we have to make an Oikimta and say that according to the Chachamim, the Mishnah is talking about where he was Mefarish Chatzi Shir. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah is talking even where it was Stam. Rabbi Yechanan didn't want to explain the Mishnah in a way where the Chachamim would make an Oikimta one way, and Rabbi Akiva would have to make the Oikimta the other way. He wanted one smooth, one-size-fits-all kind of teretz that works for everybody, without having to start clearing Iker Abanon, Iker Rabbi Akiva. We're talking about Mefarish, we're talking about Stam, making it totally in the Machlekes, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim in the beginning of the Perek. So it's for that reason, Rabbi Yechanan said, I have a simpler teretz, Isser Koilo. Koilo works according to everybody. It has nothing to do with Chatzi Shir, it has nothing to do with Machlekes, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. El Reish Lakish, my time, Rabbi Yechanan, but why did Reish Lakish not learn like Rabbi Yechanan? Meaning, why do you have to come on to Chatzi Shir and start getting involved in Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim? Why didn't he just say the reason the Shvuah could be Chal on Neveilos HaTreifesh Gatzim V'Ramasim is because of Koilo? Mitoich that it's Chal on Dvarim HaMutarim, it could be Chal on the Dvarim HaAsurim as well. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Loch ki amrin and Isser Koilo, when does he hold Isser Koilo? But Isra Abba me love. But be Isra Abba yidei atzmoi, lo yamrin on. The reason is because Reish Lakish holds that even though there's a concept of Isser Koilo, but the only time you have the idea of Isser Koilo is an Isser that is Bab Me'elov. By Isure Torah, you have the concept of Isser Koilo. But when it comes to an Isra Abal Yidei Atzmoi, such as Isser Shvuas, which is a man-made Isser, over there you don't have the Svara of Isser Koilo. Now what's Isser HaBab Me'elov? So Rashi says, the classic case, and we're going to need it because the Gemara is actually going to mention it in a few lines, the classic case of Isser Koilo is Ha'oichal Nevela B'yoy Makipur. If somebody eats Nevela on Yom Kippur. So the Nevela was a Nevela before Yom Kippur. Now the sun sets, Yud Tishrei, it's Yom Kippur. He eats the Nevela on Yom Kippur. Is he Chayiv for Yom Kippur or is he not Chayiv for Yom Kippur? Rav Shimon says, Yepater. There's no Chayiv Karis for eating on Yom Kippur. The reason is because how could the Issa Yom Kippur be Chal on the Issa Nevela? Ain Isser, Chal al Isser. The Chachamim argue. The Chachamim say this is a classic case of Isser Koilo. Why? Because migu that Yom Kippur is going to create Isser on all Dvarim HaMutarim, such as all the food in your house that's not Nevela. So Isser Yom Kippur is going to be Chal. So it could be Chal on Yom Kippur as well. That's what Isser Koil is. Isser Koil is that even though ain't Isser Chal al Isser, but if the second Isser is being Chal somewhere else, so there's a migu. Once it's Chal, it could be Chal for this as well. There's also something called Isser Moisif, which is very similar to Isser Koil. We're going to see inside on Amid Beis a long Rashi, where Rashi is going to explain the difference between Isser Moisif and Isser Koil. But for now, this is the definition of Isser Koil. So it says the Gemara, even though it's true the Chachamim hold Isser Koil, but when did the Chachamim hold Isser Koil? That's when we're talking about Isurim that come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is Isurim. Isser Nevela, Isser Yom Kippur, these are the Torah's Isurim. So there's an idea that Isser Yom Kippur could be Chal on Isser Nevela, even though ain't Isser Chal al Isser, because of Koilo. Issa Yom Kippur is koilel more than Isser Nevela, and being that it's chal on the Dvarim HaMutarim, it can be chal on the Dvarim HaAsurim as well. But when you're talking about Shvuos, where a person swears that he's not going to eat Dvarim HaMutarim, and he includes in that Nevelos, Hatrefesh, Katzim, Ramasim, even though conceptually you could say koilel, that even though in Shvuos chal al Shvuos, but migu that the Shvuos is going to be chal on the Dvarim HaMutarim, let it be chal on the Dvarim HaAsurim as well, says Reish Lakish, Ki Yamrina and Isser koilel be'Isser haba me'elav. Now this Gemara is again a little misleading in light of the raid that we spoke about at the end of yesterday's daf that Bezrat Hashem we're going to get to again at the end of today's daf because it's so fundamental. It sounds very much like the halach of Mushba Va'omer Me'ar Sinai and the halach of Ein Isser Chalal Isser is the same halacha. That's what the Gemara is doing. The Gemara is comparing Isser Koil in the sugya of Ein Isser Chalal Isser of Yom Kippur being Chal on Avela to the halacha of a shvuz biter being chal on the veils of treifish, gotzen for a mason. Now, enes a chal alisser is enes a chal alisser. Shvuz biter being chal on the veils of treifish, gotzen for a mason, that's mujbul vayb and marasinai. At first glance, it sounds like it's the same thing. And as we mentioned yesterday, that's the prima godim's big kasha on the shach in Yerudea, Simon Reish Lamed Ches. He really thought it was the same thing. And because of that, he asked to fess the kasha. But we spoke after the Behuda and Avni Melum that said it's not the same thing. Now, it's obviously similar. Conceptually, the idea is the same, where Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, Ein Shvua Chal Al Shua. We'll get back into the raid at the end of the daf. The other thing that we need to understand is what's Pashup Shan in the Svara? Why in the world should you say Isser Koil when it comes to an Isser Abba Me'elav, but you shouldn't say Isser Koil when it comes to an Isser Abba Yudayatzmai? Again, stay tuned for the end of the daf, says the Gemara. So again, we understand why Rabbi Yochanan didn't learn like Reish Lakish. Why did Rabbi Yochanan want to get involved in Chatzis Shir? Because then you have to start making Goykimtas. He wants to keep it simple. Why did Reish Lakish not learn like Rabbi Yochanan? Because Rabbi Yochanan explained the Mishnah with Isser Koil, and Rabbi Shlokish holds his no Isser Koil by Isser Haba Al Yedei Atzma. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Reish Lakish, Mishnah Machik about Rabbi Shimon. According to Reish Lakish, I understand why Rabbi Shimon says Potas. Till now, we've been explaining the Chachamim Shita. Why the Shvuah would be Chal on the veils of Trefish, Gotz, and Ramasim, despite the fact that at first glance, it sounds like there's a problem of Mushba Vayim and Marasina. But we have to understand Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds Potter. That means any Svar that we just said to explain according to the Chachabim, Reb Shimon is not going to agree with. So says the Gemara, according to Reish Lakish, I understand Pshana Reb Shimon. It's Reb Shimon L'shitasei, a very geshmaki Gemara. The Tanya, Reb Shimon, I mean, the whole week's coming together. Kol Shulamakis. Fili Amru Kizayis, Ela LeKarbon. What was Reish Lakish's teretz? Why is the Shvuah Chal? Because we're talking about Chatzi Shir. And Reish Lakish holds Chatzi Shir is not awesome in our Torah. So there's no Shvuah Sar Sinai and Chatzi Shir. So for Chatzi Shir, it could be Chal. But that's all true if you hold that Neveil to Trefish, Katz, and Ramasan has a Shir. So there's a Shir Kizayis. On Pachas Mikashir, there's no Mushba Va'oimed. The Shvuah's Bitoi was on Pachas Mikashir. Thus, there's no problem with Mushba Va'oimed. But Reb Shimon L'shitasai, who Reb Shimon holds a Makis, Tav Yud Gimel Amad Aleph, Kol Shehu L'makis, Filo Yomru, Kizayis, El Karbin. Say, according to Reb Shimon, there's no Halach of Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir and Shir is one and the same. You chayiv even for a Kol Shehu. If you're going to be chayiv even for a Kol Shehu, so you are a Mushba Va'oimed on Pachas Mikashir. If you're a Mushba Va'oimed for Pachas Mikashir, the Shvuah's Bitoi can't be Chal by Chatzi Shir. If he can't be Chal on Chatzi Shir, it's Reb Shimon L'shitasai. Reb Shimon holds Potter. So the Gemara says, Bishlam, according to Reish Lakish, I understand Reb Shimon. It's Reb Shimon L'shitas, Ela Reb Yochanan, my time with Reb Shimon. But according to Reb Yochanan, that the reason the Chachamim hold that the Shvua is Chal is not because of Chatz Yishir, it's because of Isser Koil. So why doesn't Reb Shimon hold Chat of Isser Koil? Says the Gemara, it's also Reb Shimon L'tameh. You have to know the sugis of Ein Isser Chal Isser. Lesley, Isser Koil. The Tanya will enter the Brayso. Reb Shimon says, if somebody eats Nevelo Yom Kippur, he's going to be Potter. Why? Ain't is a chal lisser. I is a koil. Say that migu that Yom Kippur is chal on dvarim amutarim. It should be chal on a veil as well. Reb Shimon is less is a koil. So man of shach, both according to Reb Yochanan, both according to Reish Lakish, what we have over here is we have a Reb Shimon l'shitasai according to Rav Shmuel Reb Yochanan. That the reason the Chachamim hold the Shvuos Chal on the veils of Trefish Katzim V'Ramasim is because of Isser Koil. The reason Reb Shimon holds it's not Chal is Reb Shimon L'shitasai. Reb Shimon in Psachim Lamed Vav in Nazar Daftal, Reb Shimon all over Shas, that Reb Shimon is less like Isser Koil. He doesn't hold the Isser Koil. It's perfect. That's why it's not going to be Chal. And according to Reish Lakish, that the reason the Chachamim hold that the Shvuos Chal on the veils of Trefish Katzim V'Ramasim is because we're talking about a Chatzis Shir, the reason Reb Shimon holds Potter is again Reb Shimon L'shitasai. Because Reb Shimon Lishitasai in Makis Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph Kol Shulam Makis. There's no such halacha of Chatzi Shir. So there's a little tour around Shas, but it's Gishmak. It's a Koilo. The Shir Kizayis. Bottom line is the Gemara asks another kasha, and this is more Shvuas focus. Bishlam the Rish Lakish. Bishlam going to Rish Lakish. Mishkachas Lo Belavehe. Really, in order to understand the Gemara's kasha, we have to know Shabbos' daf. The Gemara on daf Chof Hei mentions halacha that the only time you bring a carbon oil v'yoyred for Shvuah's bitur is if the Shvuah that the person violated the Shoigig was a Shvuah that was mishkachas la b'lavehem. So for example, a person said Shvuah shaloi oichal, and then he ends up eating b'shoigig, the halacha is he brings a carbon oil of a yard. As long as he meets the criteria for an oil of a yard, he's going to bring an oil of a yard. Why? Because he was over a Shvuah's bitoy, the asid, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, everybody agrees with this. The halacha is you're going to have to bring a carbon oil of a yard. Now, the reason you bring a carbon oil of a yard for a Shvuah shaloi oichal is because this same Shvuah Shaloi Oichal, had you flipped it and taken the word loy out, Shvuah Shaloi Oichal is lav, loy oichal, I'm not going to eat. What if you would have said the same exact Shvuah, but hey, not Shvuah Shaloi Oichal, but rather Shvuah Shaloi Oichal, with the Shvuah bin Chal? Of course, Shvuah Shaloi Oichal is a good Shvuah, Shvuah Shaloi Oichal is a good Shvuah. The Pasuk says, Lahara Ilahetev, and we learn from there that every single Shvuah, in order for it to be subject to the laws of Eilu Yairid, has to be possible. Belavehein. Shvuah shaloi oichal could be belavehein. Loi oichal would be lav, oichal would be hein. Either way is a good shvuah. Shvuah shaloi oichal, so oichal would be hein, loi oichal would be lav. It works both ways. So any time a shvuah with subject to oichal yoy has to be able to work in both ways. So the Gemara asks the kasha, this shvuah, if somebody swore that he's not getting the veils to trade for shkatz and viramasim, we're saying according to the chachamim chayiv. What does chayiv mean? Oil of a yer, shimon potter. But according to the chachamim, you're going to be chayiv. It must mean that it's subject to lavehei. Meaning you could have sworn shvua sha'oichel the veils to trade for shkatz and viramasim, and the shvua would have been chal in the same way. Zok the gemara gishmak. We're talking about a chatzi shir. So just like according to Rish Lakish, a person can swear shaloi oichal chatzi shir, and the shvu is chal, because you're not a mushba v'oimed, because Rish Lakish holds chatzi shir as mutam anatayra, so too you can swear shvu is oichal. Why? Because again, if chatzi shir is also anatayra, just like I can swear I'm not going to eat a chatzi shir, I can swear I will eat a chatzi shir. When I swear I'm going to eat chatzi shir, am I not a nishba levate les ha-mitzvah? No, chatzi shir is not awesome in atayra. So if chatzi shir is not awesome in atayra, I swore I'm going to eat a davar amutah. It's like saying shvuah shaloichal. So it's possible belav, that's the Mishnah's case. It's also possible behein. You could check off that box. It meets that prerequisite in order for it to be subject to the halachas of Eilu Yerk. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that we're talking about a person who swore he's not going to eat a festa shir, a whole sandwich. He's not going to eat a shir of nevelos or treyfish katz and v'ramasim. And still the shvuah chal. Why is the shvuah chal? Koilel, a new halach of koilel, says the Gemara, the way Rashi explains it. Koilel only works to tell me that even though you're a mushbav oimid not to eat nevelos or treyfish katz and v'ramasim, are you day koilel? You will may have a shvuah not to eat nevels or treifish katzim v'ramasim. So what's the koil? Migu that it was chal for the dvar ma mutarim. It's going to be chal for the dvar ma asum. But what would be in the reverse? What if a person says shvuah shoichal ich gai fressen, and then he say includes, by the way, I just want to make it clear, I will also eat nevels or treifish katzim v'ramasim. Are you going to say isa koil that mitoich the shvuah chal on the dvar ma mutarim, that it should also be chal on the dvar ma asurim? Says Rashi, no way. You can't tell me koilel to be mevatel a mitzvah. Koilel could work to be chal on a shvuah to be mekayim a mitzvah. But to say koilel to be mevatel a mitzvah, that you can't do. Which means it's not behein. Belav you have it, behein you don't have it. So how's the shvuah chal? Let's see it again inside. Bish, lemme le reish lakish. Bish, lemme koin to reish lakish. Who said that the akimta, the Mishnah's talking about chatzi shimish kachas belav behein. It's possible belav behein. Lav, shvuah that I won't eat nevels of shvuah b'chatzi shir. Behen, shvuah that I will eat chatzi shir. Either way, it's fine. You're not a nishbal of vatalas ha-mitzvah, you're not a nishbal of kaimas ha-mitzvah. El, Rabbi Yechanon, bish, loy melav mishkachas lo, Elohein, heichim mishkachas lo. Koil doesn't work to be mevatal ha-mitzvah. Ela says, the Gemara, you have to say, kidirava, and this is a little tricky. Pshat. You have to go back to the original Gemara. The Gemara, if you remember, started with a kasha. Hoguf a kasha. The Mishnah says, if somebody says shvuah shaloi oichal and he eats dvarim that are not ruin la'achila, what did the Mishnah say? You potter. Then the Mishnah said, if someone says shvuah shaloi oichal and eats nevels of treyvish katzim ramasim, according to the Chachamim Yechayev. The Gemara said, what's the difference? Aren't Neveils the Trefesh Katzav Ramasim Dvarim She'einon Ru'uyin La'achilo? That was the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara said, the Teretz is Haloi Kasha, Reisha Bistam, the Rish is talking about, we just said Shvosh Aleicha. We assume he meant Dvar Maruim Lachil. But if he's Mefarish Neveils to Trefesh Gatzim V'Ramasim over there, we could assume he meant Neveils to Trefesh Gatzim V'Ramasim. And even though it's any Roy Lachil, but he was Mefarish it. If he was Mefarish it, there's no reason it shouldn't be included in the Shvua. The only issue is Mujbe V'Aymed, not the Gemara address. The Gemara's been working with that Akimta. Because without that Akimta, even though you answered the problem of Mujba Va'imid Marasinei, Ravish Shmuv Rabbi Yechon Lami Travayu and Rish Lakish, you have good terutz and Lomdashit terutz and it took us through Shas. But you have a basic fundamental problem. In Shvua, we assume a person means Dvar Maruim Lachila. And at the end of the day, Dvarim She'en and Ruim Lachila are not included in the Veil, Srevish, Gotzim, and Muslim. You think, Advarim She'en and Ruim Lachila. So we're working with this Akimta that you were Mefarish specifically in the Veil, Srevish, Gotzim, and Muslim. It was because of that Akimta that the Gemara had a Kasha, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, how's the Mishkachas law? Belavehein. Why is it not Mishkachas law? Behein. Because there's no way if a person says, Shvua Sha'oichal, and he includes in it Neveil to Trefesh Gatzim V'Ramasim that this Shvu is going to be Chal. It can't be Chal. The reason it can't be Chal is because you're a Nishba Levatel as a Mitzvah. And a Nishba Levatel as a Mitzvah can't be Chal even Al Yudei Yisakoyla. Says the Gemara, let's fall away from the original Kimta that we made. Let's say that the Mishnah is not talking about where he specifically said Neveil to Trefesh Gatzim V'Ramasim. It's talking about where he merely said Shvua Shalayoycha. All he said was Shvua Shalayoycha. Let's see first what the Gemara is going to accomplish by doing that. If we say with so much Shvua Shalayoichal, and included in that is now Neveil Sotrefesh Gatzim Ramasim, I am Mujbe Va'oymed, so you're going to have the two Kimtas that the Gemara made. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yechon on the one hand, Rish Lakish on the other hand. You can ask me now, Kasha Kori to Rabbi Yechon, and how's the Mishkachas Lo B'la V'Hein? Of course it's Mishkachas Lo B'la V'Hein. Because Shvua Shalayoichal could be Chal on everything. What's the Hein? Shvua Shalayichal. What's wrong with Shvua Shalayichal? It's a very nice Shvua. Now, it's true, Shvua Shalayichal works differently. Shvua Shalayichal includes Neveilus of Trefesh Gatzim V'Ramasim because of Koilel. Shvua Shalayichal doesn't include Neveilus of Trefesh Gatzim V'Ramasim because you don't say Koilel Levatel as a mitzvah. But Shvua Shalayichal is Chal for whatever it's Chal. It's Chal for Dvar Mamutarim. So at the end of the day, this Shvua is Mishkachas Lavalavahein. It's a great teretz. So it says the Gemara, the whole problem is because of the Akimta. Forget the Akimta. Kill the Akimta. We don't have that Akimta anymore. If you don't have the Akimta, so Shvua Shaloy Eichal is the Lav, Shvua Shaloy is the Hain. It's true that two Shvuas manifest themselves differently. Shvua Shaloy Eichal is Chal even on Veil Shvuas of the Musa. Shvua Shaloy Eichal is only Chal and Varma Mutar. Okay, but at the end of the day, it's Mishkachas Balav the Hain. You have the Lav, you have the Hain. Okay, now if we don't have the original Akimta, the Hadra Kusha Leduchte, why is the Shvua Chal in the first place? Why don't we assume that when the person says Shvua Shaloy Eichal, he meant Varma Ruin Lachila, and the Veil to Trefish Gods of the Musa, and not Varma Ruin Lachila? And for the Gemara, Mishkachas, look at the Rava. For that, you could say Rava. Amar Rava, Shvua Shalayichal, Achal Afar Pater. Meaning, when the Mishnah says, Dvarim, She'en and Ruin Lachila, it means things that physically people don't eat, such as dirt. People don't eat dirt, you don't eat Afar. And for that, that's exactly what we're referring to. But in terms of Neveil Sotrev, it's meaning that it's Ruin Lachila, like the Gemara said, as far as Ar Yehudar Viola, that's not included. The Kashaf, Fank Nishtan, you don't have to make the Akimta be Mefarish, and like this, you're not going to run into problems at the end of the Gemara with Lav Vehein. Amar Amari, Ramari said, I'll bring you a raya from the Mishnah, Minei Ube, that when we say Dvarim She'en Ruin Lachila, we don't mean to include Dvarim Asurim, we just mean things that people physically don't eat. Because the last halacha of the Mishnah was, Koinem ishti nehenesli. If somebody makes a neder, he says, I don't want my wife to have ana from me, but it's conditional. Immochalti ayoy. So if I ate lunch today, my wife can't have ana from me. If I didn't eat today, then it's going to be fine. Then we find out later that he ate, but he ate neveil sotrefesh gatzim v'ramasim. Says, the Mishnah harei ishtay asur alay. She's going to be asur. What do you see from here? That eating neveil sotrefesh gatzim v'ramasim is called eating. It's considered achila. It's not that he... Because let's say we would find out later that this person ate offer. That was what he ate. We would assume that he wasn't mekayim the tanai of achalti, and as a result, his wife wouldn't be aser. The fact that we say that eating the veils of Trevish Gatsum Ramasim is considered achila, that's a raya that really it is an achila. the Mishnah said ruin lat dvarim she'ena ruin lat. That means things that are physically not ruin lat. But the Gemara says, "Hachi Ash, you have no raya from the Mishnah Hasam over there. You could say a new svar. Kiven the mikara achal, being that he had eaten v'hadar ishtabale, and then afterwards he swore. Right? What happened? The person ate, and then he comes home and he tells his wife, "If I ate today." We're dealing with koinamos. He had eaten already. We found out that he ate neveil sotrefesh katzim ramasim. But being that he already ate the neveil sotrefesh katzim ramasim, and then he said imachalti chashuvei achshavei alam deshesvara. It gives chashivus to the achila of neveil sotrefesh. So maybe usually neveil sotrefesh is considered enoi royal achila, and really it shouldn't be included in even the definition of achila when we're talking about tnayim. But being that he had eaten already, because this happened in the past tense, he said koinamishni nehanesli im. And we find out later that he ate Nevelos HaTrefes. So him eating the Nevelos HaTrefes and then uttering this Shvua, it seems to give credibility and Chashivos to this Achila. Bottom line, Elohacha mi Achshavei, but in our Suya, you don't have the Svar of Achshavei. That's what the Gemara says. Oh, my love, more Gemara. My time in the man, the Isla Yisra Koylo. What's Pshat? In the man, the Amma that holds Isra Koylo. So we have a Halacha of Isra Koylo. What's Isra Koylo? So the classic example of Isra Koylo was Nevela on Yom Kippur, or Yom Kippur Nevela. So if there's a Nevela, now Yom Kippur comes. If somebody eats this Nevela on Yom Kippur, first glance you could argue he shouldn't be Chayiv Karas feeding on Yom Kippur, because Einas Chalal Isser. Being that it was Asr before Yom Kippur, how is the Isser Yom Kippur going to be Chal on this piece of meat? Stating that there's a Svar of Koil. What does Koil say? That just like Yom Kippur is Chal for all other foods, so too Yom Kippur is going to be Chal for the Nevela as well. In the context of Shavuos, what was Isser Koil? A person says, I swear I won't eat, and then he includes Neveil Satrevish Katsum Ramasim. Maybe he doesn't include it in Furish, but a person says Shvu Shalay Yoichal, even though technically the Shvu should not be Chal on Neveil Satrevish Katsum Ramasim, but being that it's Chal for the Dvar Mamutarim, you have a Koil, a Migu, that it's going to be Chal on the Dvar Masur as well. So Rava wanted to know what's Pshat, what's the Svar of Isra Koil? So he said, Midi Dehavia Isra Moisif. It's just like Isra Moisif. Okay, so what exactly is Isra Moisif? So for that, we have to see Rashi. So we explained Isra Koil. We won't go through the Isra Koil part, but Isra Moisef, we didn't really go through. So if you look at Rashi, Dibra Masko, Midi Dehaver Isra Moisef, it's a long Rashi, so I'm going to skip to the second half of it. There's a dot. If you have the Oiz Vahad Gemara, it's like towards the middle of Rashi. Isra Moisef, Kisheho Isra Achroin, Moisef Al Chaticha Atzma, Dovash Loi Hoyeba, Al Yedei Isra Rishon. Isra Moisef is similar to Isra Koil. But Isra Koil, we keep on explaining, is that being that Yom Kippur, for example, is chal for the kosher piece of meat, so it could also be chal for the non-kosher piece of meat. Isser Moisef is a little bit more. Isser Moisef is when there's an isser that's going to be chal in the Dover HaOsser Gufa. So again, Isser Moisef kisho Isser Achrei Moisef al Chaticha Atzma, Dover Shalai Hoyeba al Yedei Isser Rishon, Va'oyser HaChaticha HaAchrei, and Rashi, thankfully, gives an example. Kigoyim, chelev shal kodesh, chelev, which was also hekdesh, also lechem shem chelev. Chelev, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat. So chelev is part of the meat, part of the animal that's off limits, that's aser ba'achila. But umutu l'gvaya, l'mizbeach. What did they do with the chalavin of the carbon? Hekter chalavin. They were makter. It was a very chashav avoda. So it was non-kosher meat for a person, but for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Gvaya, the Akhtaras Chalavim was one of the most Choshev Avoidas. So Chalev is something that's Osir Ba'achila, but it's Mutu L'Gvaya. Nasa Noisir, what happens if the Chalev now becomes Noisir? So Moisif Olav Isir, L'Mashal Hesem Mutaris, like the Nifsal La'Krop. Now it becomes Pasal La'Krop. V'Hachi Arminas, and now we say that Mitoik Shechalu Le'o Shem Noisir L'Yisir Alam Izbeach, once it's Chalv Shem Noisir, to make it Osir L'Gvaya, where previously it had been Mutar, Te'in Isir Rishay Ma'a Akival of Milocho, She'inza Issachal Lisser, and for that there's no Issachal Lisser. Why not? Because previously I'd been Mutter. It was Mutter, now it's going to be Osir. So we say that Migu, that it's Chal on this piece of meat, an Isser Noiser Ligavaya, Chal Aleo, Nami Isser Noiser Eitzel Kol Adam, Ha'erchle Lischayiv Olam Mishum Chalev U'Mishum Noiser. So if now somebody eats it, he's going to have Chalev, he's going to have Noiser. Afal Pisha Yeshkan Issachal Lisser. So Isser Koil and Noiser are very similar. Isser Koil, however, is where the second Isser is Chal for other things, and then we say, if it can be Chal for other things, it can be Chal for this thing as well. Isser Moisef is when the second Isser is going to be Chal for this thing. It's just going to be Chal for something that had previously been Mutter, So we say that migu, that it's chal for the thing that had been previously mutter, it could also be chal for the thing that was usher as well. So Rava said, my time with the Islay Koilu, midi, it's very similar to Isra Moise. Mandupat, Rav Shimon, who we had in Aman Aleph, who holds that you don't say Isra Koilu. Why not? Ki Omar Isra Moise, he agrees you say Isra Moise. He just holds you don't say Isra Koilu. Because Isra Moise is Bechad Chaticha, like we just explained. That's one Chaticha. But Beshte Chaticha is Lo Yarminav. Omar Rava said, the man Islay Isra Koilu. If somebody says, I swear I won't eat to eat him, and then he says, Shvushali Eichal to eat him, being that the second shvur could be chal on anovim, because he didn't swear that he's not going to eat anovim, he swore he's not going to eat teinim. So now that it's chal for the anovim, it could also be chal aidei teinim. And again, this is l'man de islay koilo, because being that this shvur is going to be chal for anovim, there's no reason for it not to be able to be chal to him. Says the Gemara, pshita, isn't that obvious? Meaning, if you hold isra koilo, why is this a chiddush? The Gemara, you know what this chiddush is? Reish lakish is svara. In the beginning of the daf, ma'u the tema ich volt gevolt meinen iser haba me'el of aminin iser haba me'atzmai le'aminin. I would have thought that when you say iser koil, that's only for an iser haba me'atzmai, such as Yom Kippur being chal on a vela. But for a shvuah to be chal on a shvuah, which is an iser haba me'atzmai, maybe that's different. Why? So we're gonna have to wait until the end of the daf. Mashmalon, that it's not different. Masiv Rava Bereda Rava. Is that true? So Rava just said that it Lamanda Islay Koilo, it's not only true when we're dealing with Isser Haba Al Yedei Bisser Haba Me'elav, such as Nevela and Yom Kippur. It's true even for an Isser Haba Yedei Atzmai, such as two shvuy. So bottom line, if somebody swears shaloi oichal te'enim, and then he swears shaloi oichal te'enim v'anovim, we say migu, koilo, that the second shvuy is chal for anovim, it's going to be chal for te'enim as well. Says the Gemara, Masav Rabbi B'reide Rava, Yesh oichal achila achas, v'chayav oleo, arba chato'ois. This is a Mishnah Masechtas Krisos. It's possible for a person to eat one achila. Rashi says one kizayas. He took one bite. The chayav aleh, and you're going to have to bring four chatois and one carbon asham. The Elohim. How's that possible? You would tell me. She'ochal chaylev, and you ate chaylev. Vehu noisar. It was also noisar. Umin hamukdashim. It was also hektish. And you did it on Yom Kippur. So you're going to be chayav four chatois, because number one, no one's allowed to eat chaylev. No one's allowed to eat noisar. A tameh, no one's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. A tameh is not allowed to eat kachim. And we're talking about chelev of muktashim. Chelev of muktashim goes ligavaya. And being that it goes ligavaya, it's subject to the halachas of me'ilah. So you have four chatois, again. Four chatois, because there's four chayvei krisos over here. And anytime a person's over a chayvei krisos b'shoigig, he has to bring a karben chatos. If you eat on Yom Kippur, it's karis. If you eat chaylev, it's karis. If you eat noisar, it's karis. If a tameh eats kachim, that's tumas mikdash v'kadashav, it's karis. So you have four chatois. Where do you have the asham? If someone's moil and hektish, he has to bring a carbon asham. If he does b'shoigig, that's the asham me'ilois. And being that this kachim was chaylev, and the chaylev hamuktashim went l'gavaya, there was a din haktara, so it's subject to the laws of me'ilah, that's kachim 101, t'murad avlamid beis, kol chaylev l'ashem, l'rabbi seymur kachim kalim l'me'ilah, so it's for that reason that the halacha is that it's possible, yesh oichel achila achas, v'chayev ala arba chatois, v'osho mecher. Meir said, afim hoisa Shabbos, let's say it was Shabbos, v'hitziyoy, and he carried it. While you were eating it, chayv, you're going to be chayv. Rashi says, by the way, why do you need it to be Shabbos? It's Yom Kippur anyways. So Rashi says, really, it's machlokes and shas, whether there's an Isra Haitzah on Yom Kippur or not. Right? Haitzah is melacha grua, it's a chiddush. So being that it's machlokes and shas, whether Yom Kippur even has an Isra Haitzah, so the man da Omar, ein erev v'haitzah, b'yoyim ha-kippurim, still, if it was Shabbos, it'd be possible to be over another Karban Chatos because of the Chilul Shabbos. They told Rami, you know why we didn't count it? Enei min Hashem. Because there you're not chayiv for the achiva, you're chayiv for the carry. Punkt. You were carrying while you were eating. But we're talking about four chatois and one asham where you chayiv for the actual achiva. Freik the Gemara, ve'im iso. If you're going to tell me there's halach of Issa Koilul, even when it comes to an Issa Abba Me'atzmer such as Shfuois, so why didn't we add another chatois? Why only four chatois? We're trying to be geshmak. Four chatois and one asham. I could add a fifth chatois. Mishkachas l'chamesh, g'gon sh'amat shvu shalai yoichal t'marim v'chelev. Where a person swore, I'm not going to eat t'marim and I'm not going to eat chel. Now, even though chelev ain't Issa Chalalis or ain't shvo chal al shvo, but migu dechayla tamarim, chayla nam achayla. We should say the migu, it's chal on the tamarim, which is dover amutter, it should be chal on the chayla as well. So the Gemara, ki ketani isra abba me'ei lov. Isra abba me'atzmai like ketani. Meaning, really, it's true, you say isra koilu, even by an isra abba me'atzmai. But this Mishnah that's discussing, yeshoi chal achila achas v'chayla v'lev arba chatois, we're only discussing isurim, that are bom me'elov. We're not discussing isra bom me'atzmi. Freak the Gemara, it's not true. Very hektish. The Mishnah said hektish. Hektish muktashim. That was one of the cornerstones of this halacha. Hektish is an isra bom me'atzmi or isra bom me'elov. You're makdish something. Suck the Gemara, that's true, but there's one exception. There's one hektish that's bom me'atzmi, and that is bibchar diktushas me'rechem. That happens on its own. So the Mishnah was talking about not just any muktashim, but we're talking about a bechar. Iba yaseima ki ketani midi the lesle she'ela shvuah. This le she'ela like ketani. Different reason maybe why we're not mentioning shvuah is not because it's isra ba me'atzmai. Then you're gonna have a problem with hektish, but it's because it's a midi de isle b'she'ela. You could be shoyel. Mishnah is discussing things that are lesser b'she'ela, that there's no way to retroactively somehow remove. But frekta mahari hektish. Hektish is also subject to she'ela. So the Gemara says, you're right, you have to say the same teretz. So you can mean b'b'char. Iba yaseim, third teretz, ki ketani carbon kavua. Carbon oilav yoyred, loy ketani. We're discussing only things that have a regular. When we say chatas, we mean a chatas kavua. Not a chatas that's an oilav yoyred, where the type of chatas you're going to bring is going to depend on your financial status. Frekta Gemara, it's not true. We know this from the first 3 weeks of Masechta Shavuos. Harei Tomish Achilas HaKodesh is one of the things that I mentioned. The carbon oil of a yoyred, and he brings the carbon oil of a yoyred. Sakti Gemara Benasi Rebbe Eliezer. It's talking about a nasi. According to Rebbe Eliezer, the Amar Nasi Mevi Sayer. Rebbe Eliezer holds that a nasi who was nichshol in Tumas Mikdash VeKodesh didn't bring a carbon oil of a yoyred. He brought a chatas kavua. That's what we're talking about. It says Rashi Vaisois that even though the nasi brought a chatas kavua by Tumas Mikdash VeKodeshav, he didn't bring a chatas kavua by Shavuos Bitoy. And that's the Gemara's teretz. Shavuos Bitoy, even if you'd want to make an akimt of Nasi, it would still be an Eilu B'Yayrit. We're not discussing Eilu B'Yayrit. We're discussing Arba Chatois, that a chatas kavua, no Eilu B'Yayrit. Rav Ashi says, a fourth teretz, ki ketani midi dechaylo kishir. Something that needs a shir. Shavuos, dechayla, pachas mi kishir. But Shavuos, which doesn't need a shir, according to Rabbi Akiva, even Bistan, according to the Chachamim, al koponim, if you're mefarish, pachas mi kishir, like ketani, hektish. Hektish doesn't have a shear. Person that eats hektish, pachas mi kizayis is chayiv. So the Gemara, it doesn't have a shear kizayis, but a beinu shava pruta, it does have a shear pruta. Reb Ashi, Mavir, Amr Abzeir, Rokik Tani, a fifth teretz. Zdoinei karis, zdoinei lav, loy ketani. We're only talking about things that had you done a b'mezid, you would have been chayiv karis. Shvuas bitoy is a chiddish, because usually you don't bring a chatas if it's not a dovash zdoinei karis. Shvuas bitoy is a notable, it's not the only exception, but it's a notable exception. And being that had you done a b'mezid, you wouldn't have been chayiv karis, it's for that reason it's not included. Freikim are very awesome. This zdoinei lav, if someone's moil and hektish, b'mezid, b'shoikig, that's when you bring the asha. But if you're moil, hektish, b'mezid, you're not chayiv karis. Rashi brings it to machloikis, Rebbe, the Chachamim, Misa b'dei Shammai, maybe. But karis definitely la. Viktani, you're right, the chatos karmina. The four chatois we want only to be things that are zdoinei karis, as opposed to shvuas bitoy, which has a chatos, but it's not zdoinei karis. The asham, I hear, the asham, the one asham could be even a dover that's not zdoinei karis. But the four chatois we're trying to keep exclusive, we want to limit it to things that are zdoinei karis. Ravina said another teretz, kiktani midi de chayil amidi de varat chila, something that's only achila. We're talking about food, but shvua, which is an iser, the chayla midi de la barachilu, being that it could be chal even on something that's not a barachilu, like ketani. Frank more very hektish. The chal nami aitzav avonim. Can hektish be chal and aitzav avonim? Now we were making it b'kedushas bechar, but the point is that hektish, the concept of hektish is chal even on aitzav avonim. Ella, you're right. Kik tani, but Ravina says I still have another teretz. Chayl midi de isbe meshasha, something that can only be chal on a cheftza. Something that's tangible. Shvua the chayla midi the less me mishasha, but the shvua that can be chal even on a less me mishasha. Kigoy sheishan v'shalo ishan. It doesn't involve anything physical. It's you're swearing on an act because shvua is a ser gavra. Loi ketani, that wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. What's that? I hear you. We'll take the donation, by the way. But yeah, we'll take all your bitcoins if you'd like. Either way, exhale, yes. Geshmaki Gemara. Ah, so before we end, so we had so many festa sugyas that we got into this week, so I'm not really sure where to start or where to end, but we'll try. So at least one ha'ara. Well, you live now? Maybe two ha'aretz. So we had here the halacha of ein issa chalal issa, issa koilal, issa moisif, ein shvua chalal shvua, machloikis, Reb Shimon, and the chachamim. And there was one svara that permeates the sugya. The Gemara said it on the top of Daf Chavdala Ramad Aleph, and then the Gemara said it again on Daf Chavdala Ramad Beis, that it could be even the man da Omar that holds Isser Koilo only holds Isser Koilo by an Isser Haba Me'elav, such as Neveil on Yom Kippur. But an Isser Haba Al Yudei Atzmai, there's no halacha of Isser Koilo. But the Gemara didn't say a Svara, and if you take a look at the Rishonim don't say a Svara either. The Avni Meluim, just to quote this one excerpt, says, L'chayre einay muvon, me'eze tam nechalik beinem. At first glance, what's the beer? What's Pashup Shat? Why should there be a chilik in Isser Koilo between an Isser Abba me'elav and an Isser Abba yodei atzmai? But before the Avni Meluim's teretz, let's just go back to some of the raid that we spoke about yesterday. We had mentioned yesterday the classic case where somebody says, Shvur shaloi oichal nevelu tetrefes, shkotzen v'ramasa. What's the halacha? Of course the Shvur is nachal. The whole tzad that the Shvur maybe would be chal is either if you included dvar mamutarim, where we say that migu that the Shvur is chal for the dvar mamutarim, it's also chal for the dvar masurim, or b'chatzishir. But if somebody says, Shvur shaloi oichal nevelu tetrefes, he doesn't specify chatzishir, he doesn't include any dvar mamutarim, it's pashit enei chayimishim Shvur, it's clear from the Gemaras that we learned, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Yeridaya Hilchas Shvuah Simin Reish Lam and Ches Sif Katan Dalit. Says the Shach, I'll tell you another Sif Katan in this halach, and that is, let's say you have a Choyla Sheyesh Bei Sakan, where the halach is, you can do anything, you can feed him even Dvar Masurim, and the doctor says that this Yid needs to eat Nevelas. In order for him to live, he needs Nevelas. And there's a shtick Nevelas sitting in front of this Choyla, and it just so happens that this Choyla swore that he's not going to eat the Nevela. He swore that he's not going to eat the Nevela. Says the Shach, do you have to be Mater Shvua before you feed him the Nevela? Now you're going to tell me, if you can give him the Nevela, why can't you be over there as a Shvua? It's true, you could be over there as a Shvua. But there's Allah Machil and I say Akal Akal. We try to limit the amount of Averos that we're going to subject this Chayla to. So the question is, should we be Mater Shvua? Will be oiker the shvua the mafreya. Reb Chaim said mikanu lahabol the mafreya. But the bottom line is we're going to be oiker the shvua through hataras shvuos, so that at the very least it'll be akal akal. He'll only be over this in avela. He won't be over this in shvuos. Says the shach, it's pasha, you don't have to. Why not? Because the shvua was never chal. Being that the shvua was on something that's aser, you're a mushba va'oimate, the shvua was never chal. If the shvua was never chal, there's no inyan of being mata shvua, there's no svara machil and oise akal akal, let's get rid of the issa shvua, because the issa shvua was never chal. At first glance, it seems very reasonable. Freik the prima godim, it's a tmir gadayla. I disagree with you, Shach. Because even though it's true, the Gemara says, mushba va'oimate marasina vein shvua chal al shvua, but l'chura, freik the prima godim, that just means that the chiyu of the second Shvuah are not chal. But the Isser of the second Shvuah, the Loyachal of the Isser Shvuah, says the Prima Gadim for sure is chal. And says the Prima Gadim, how do I know that? What's my precedence for that? The Sugya of Ein Issachal al Isser, which the Gemara here, these Sugyas that we just learned the last few days, clearly related to Ein Shvuah Chal al Shvuah. The Gemara stells to the whole, so we just learned the whole Daf Gemara today of Ein Issachal al Isser. So you see that Ein Issachal al Isser is related to Mushba Vayu Marasina. And by Ein Issachal al Isser, even though we know that Allah is without Issa Koilus and Moisef, the second Isser is never chal. But at the same time, the Gemara says, L'koivrei ben Rishon Gemurim, the second Isser is Chal. Meaning, when we say Ein Isser Chal al Isser, it just means that the second Isser is not Chal to create Chiyuvim. But in terms of whether there is a second Isser, of course there's a second Isser. So for example, if it's a question of Arayas, and there's a discussion of Eish Yisish and Achay Yisish, that's the classic case that the Gemara discusses in Yevamah Daf Lamed Beis. So even though the second Erev is not Chal, so you're not going to be Chayv Koris times two, or there's not going to be two Karbonos Chatos that's going to have to be brought. But in Shamayim, this person was over Eish Yisish, she was over Achay Yisish. If she meets both of these criteria, this woman does, there's nothing to talk about. L'koivri ben Rishon Gemurim, when the Maspidim, they want to talk about all the various that he did? Yeah, you can mention both of them. Because at the end of the day, he was over both Yisurim. It just so happens there's no Chiyuvim that come as a result of the second Isser. But the second Isser is there. If the second Isser is there, it's a freak to Prima Gadim. Why wouldn't he be Mata the Shvua? There's a loch of Machil and I say Akal Akal. We try. Because he wouldn't have been Chayiv Oil of Yairid. What does that have to do with Oil of Yairid? Right now we want to know how many Yisurim should this Chayla be over? Hakalakal. So definitely it should be matush. Zok davni meluim in tshuvas in simin yud beis. He says festa tzustel gevaldik prima gadim. But I learned a davar chadash from the Neid of Yehuda. Then it says the Neid of Yehuda asks Akasha that why is it that the Gemara needed mushba va'omim mehar Sinai in shvo chalosh with something that's mentioned countless times in Shas? Why doesn't the Gemara always say whenever there's a discussion of shvo being chalosh shvo, ainus a chalolisa? If somebody swears I'm not going to eat ta'inim, and then he swears again I'm not going to eat ta'inim, why is the second shvuah not chal? Because ain't shvuah chal shvuah. What do you need ain't shvuah chal shvuah for? Once you swear you're not going to eat ta'inim is osir. If it's osir, ain't nisa chal alisir. So of course the second shvuah can't be chal. Or in a case where a person swears I'm not going to eat nevels and trefesh gotsim v'ramasim, I can't eat nevels and trefesh gotsim v'ramasim because it's osir. So let's say there wouldn't have been a concept of mushba v'oimim mehar Sinai. You wouldn't have ain't shvuah chal shvuah. You still l'chura wouldn't have the isur l'yachal dvaray am the nevels and trefesh gotsim v'ramasim because there's an isur nevels trefesh gotsim v'ramasim. So how could l'yachal be chal on an isur? Isn't that ain't isur chal al isur? As I freak the Neid B'Yehuda, says the Neid B'Yehuda, and the Amnim Elohim is marchiv in this Neid B'Yehuda, it's poshet that you have to say that there's two sugyas in Shas. There's the sugya of Ein Esachal HaLisr, and there's the sugya of Ein Shvuah Chal HaShvuah. They're eerily similar, they clearly interconnect. When you learn one, you have to learn the other, because there's a lot of concepts of the two sugyas that are very much related to each other, but it's a different halacha. There's halacha of Ein Esachal HaLisr, and there's halacha of Ein Shvuah Chal HaShvuah. Now, if you already have Ein Esachal HaLisr, why do you need Ein Shvuah Chal HaShvuah? That was the night of Yudas Kasha. The teretz is because the chapsach and afkamina. You know what the nafkamina is? The Prima Gadim's Kasha. Because Ein Esachal HaLisr does not say, like the Prima Gadim said, that the second is not chal. The second is really is chal. All it says is that there's no chiyuvim. So if she's an Eishes Isha and an Achos Isha, you're not going to have to bring two karbanos chatas. You're not chayv koros twice. But l'kayv ben Risham Gemurim, the second erva definitely was chal. Ein is a chal alisa doesn't say that if a person would eat nevela and on Yom Kippur, Aliba de Reb Shimon, then in Shemayim, they're not even going to talk to him about Yom Kippur. They're only going to talk, no, of course they're going to talk to him about Yom Kippur. He ate Nevela and he ate on Yom Kippur. Chorus? No. Ein is a chalus is a svar nuchas chorus. But the second is his chal. Kuntz again ain't shvuah chal shvuah, and it ups the ante. It doubles down. It takes it to the next level. It says that not only are there no chiyuvim, but if a person swore he's not going to do something, and then he swears again, the second shvuah is not chal, period. There's no iser, there's no l'kayv ben risham gemurim, they're not going to talk to him about it in shemayim, you can't say it over when you maspid him, nothing. He was not over the second iser. And it's for that reason, said the Neid of Yehuda and the Abnei Melun, that the Gemara always mentions ein shvuah chal shvuah, because it's much more inclusive in terms of what it's doing to Lomdis than Ein Esach Chal HaLisr. So if a person would swear that I'm not going to intervail to Trefesh Katzim Ramasin without the Halacha of Ein Shvuah Chal HaShvuah, so you'd say Ein Esach Chal HaLisr, which means there's an Issel Yachal Dvarei. You're just not going to get Malkus for it. It also means you're not going to be Gnoil of a Yoyre, but Issel Yachal there is. Ein Shvuah Chal HaShvuah is more inclusive. Ein Shvuah Chal HaShvuah says no. That being that when the Yidden stood at Har Sinai, they swore they're going to keep the mitzvahs, that means the Isser in the Veil to Trefes has in it a Shvuah component. Once there's a Shvuah component, what Shvuah? Mushba Vayim in Har Sinai. Once there's a Shvuah component, now already you're getting involved in Ein Shvuah Chal HaShvuah, the Issel Yachal can't be Chal at all. Not the Inyan Malkus, not the Inyan Oil of a Yoyre, not even the Inyan, the Kaiver Ben Risham Gemurim. But the bottom line is, if a person swears I'm not going to Veil to Trefes Gotzim V'Ramasim, is there an Isser LaYachel? No, I buy Ein Esach Chal HaLisr there is. That's an Esach Chal HaLisr. Ein Shvuah Chal HaShvuah says it's not even an Isser. If it's not even an Isser, does look the Shach. The Shach says, what's the point? What are you being matter? You're not being matter a Shvuah. There's no Shvuah to be matter. The Shvuah was never Chal. It's not Chal LeInyan Malkus, not Chal LeInyan Eilav Yoret. It's not Chal LeInyan Isser LaYachel. So there's no point to be matter Shvuah for this. Chayla Sheyesh Bei Sakana. Dvarim Nefloim. Half of a fella. Yeah. Says the Avni Meluim. Now I'm going to explain to you the Gemara. The Gemara said that there's a chilik in Isra Koilo between Isra Abba Me'elov and Isra Ideyatzma. What's the beer? Isra Abba Me'elov is Ein Isra Chal HaLisr. Nevela on Yom Kippur. Nevela is in Isra Abba Me'elov. Yom Kippur, the second Isra, which is what, really what we're focusing on, is in Isra Abba Me'elov. Isra Abba Me'elov, we say the Svar of Koil. What does Koil say? That Migu, that Yom Kippur is Chal for all the Dvarim HaMutarim, it could be Chal for Nevela as well. It could be Chal for the Dvarim HaAsur. As opposed to, if you would swear that I'm not going to eat Dvarim HaMutarim and Dvarim HaAsurim, over there, you wouldn't have the Halacha. He says, what's the Pshat? The pshat is gevaldik. Because by Ein Esach Chal HaLisr, really the Isser is always Chal. I have the Isser. What don't I have? I don't qualitatively have enough Isser for there to be Chiyuvim. That's what Enes HaChalasar says. Enes HaChalasar doesn't say the Isser is not Chal. It just says, I don't have the Chiyuvim from the second Isser. There's no Karban, there's no Chatas, there's no Karas. I don't have the Chiyuvim from the second Isser. But is the Isser Chal? Of course the Isser is Chal. That was the Prima God in Amim Lulay, but they all agree with that. The Isser is Chal. All I need now is that qualitatively, the Isser should also be manifest enough that it could create Chiyuvim. Isser Koyla could do that. As opposed to an Isser Haba Me'atzmoy. What's the Isser Haba Me'atzmoy? Shvua. Over here, the Shvua is Nachal B'chla. If the Shvua is Nachal B'chla, what do I want Isser Koyla to do now? I want Isser Koyla to allow a Shvua that shouldn't be Chal to be Chal. Isser Koyla can't do that. See, Isser Koyla has power, but its power is limited. Its power is that where I have a Chalos Isser, I just don't have Chiyuvim as a result of that Chalos Isser. Kumtz again, Isser Koyla, and it says, Koyla, now you can have Chiyuvim. But to create the Isser, where the Isser's not here at all, that it can't do. So where the second Isser is Ba'olam, Isser Koyla could say, oh, you have an Isser, there's Achlis Isha, there's Eish Esach, there's Nevela, there's Yom Kippur. Aha, so Isser Yom Kippur was Chal anyways. In Shemayim, if you eat the shtick Nevela on Yom Kippur, they're gonna punish you for it. There is a, you are over the Isser Yom Kippur, it just so happens you're not Chayiv Karas. Oh, where there's an Isser Koyla, now you're gonna be Chayiv Karas as well. But ain't Shvua Chal, so there's no Shvua in the belt. There is no Shvua. The Shvua wasn't Chal, period. Ain't Shvua Chal HaShvua. You want Isser Koyla now to create a chaloy shvua? Isser Koyla can't do that. Isser Koyla can't create shvua. Isser Koyla can't create Isser. Isser Koyla could say that where the Isser's here, now you could be chayiv for what you anyways did. That's the power that Isser Koyla has. But to create Isser, it can't do. And it's for that reason to create shvua, it cannot do. The reason there's a yesoidi chilek between ein Isser Chal Isser and ein shvua Chal Shvua as it relates to Isser Koyla is gufa based on the understanding, the distinction between the two sugyas, the sugya of Ein Isser Chal Isser and the sugya of Ein Shvua Chal Ashur. But the truth is, it's a very big chiddush in this Prima Gadim and Avni Malum and Oida Behuda. They all said ki ish echad b'lev echad, that as it relates to Ein Isser Chal Isser, the second Isser is always Chal. The second Isser is always Chal. And that's the beer in the Gemara, the Kovei Ben Rishon Gemurim. The second Isser is always Chal. And that's the Tiefkeit and how Isser Koyla works. Gewalt. That's the beer in our Gemara. Tremendous. But the point is, the Yesoid is, Ein Isser Chal al Isser, the second Isser is always Chal. It's always Chal. It's just that there's no Chiyuvim as a result of the second Isser. Stating that, Rabbi Chana, in Kovei Saaretz and Siman Lamed, asks a festakash. He doesn't bring the Prima Godim and the Neidibud and Avni Meluim, but he brings this Svara, this Yesoid, that by Ein Isser Chal al Isser, Lekovri Ben Rishon Gemurim, that's the Gemara in Yevamos Lamed Beis, the second Isser is Chal, and he asks from a Rambam. And this Rambam is tremendous. It's kedai to just hear certain excerpts from the Rambam. It's in Pirush HaMishnayos, it's in Masechtas Krisus, in the third parak. It's going actually on the Mishnah that we just learned. Yesh oichel achila achas v'chayev v'leh arba chatois v'osha mechot. Says the Rambam. V'yesh b'kan inyonim ru'uyim she'evayr oisam l'cho derech kitzara k'dei she'yizbar l'cho behem kol ha'alochi sa'elu she'beperek hazeh. I'm going to tell you a few yesoidis that you're going to need to know this perek, the third perek in Masechtas Krisus, the subject of which is Ein Isser Chal Isser. We need it for right now. U'behem yizbar l'cho, he says, I'm going to explain to you ma'shenema mehem mishlishi b'yavamiz b'halocha. He says, you're also going to understand now certain sugyas in Masechtas Yevamos. So the Rambam says, when I was being mefarish, the third parak in Masechtas Yevamos, I told you we're not going to talk about it now. And when we get to Krisus, we're going to discuss it. So the Rambam says, I was maftiach, that's his lashon, I promised you that we're going to talk about it in the Masechtas Krisus. So, no, now we're learning Masechtas Krisus. So let's get into it. Says the Rambam as follows. It's not possible for many Isurim to be Chal on one thing, also known as Ein Isser Chal al Isser. Elo be'echad mishloish etzadim. Oibikul. The only way is if you meet one or more, but at least one of the following three criteria. V'hu Isser Moisef, we spoke about that this morning. V'Isser Koylo, we spoke a lot about that this morning. And the third one is V'Isser Vasachas, which we didn't talk about. But if the two Isurim would be Chal b'Vasachas, so then, of course, you'd say the halacha of Isser Chal al Isser. It says, the Rambam v'yefshe sheyochol Isser al Isser ella be'elo ashloish upon him. V'fi klal ikrim shabiyodeinu ein Isser chal al Isser. L'ma davadoimer g'yon sh'iyah basar nevela oy basar be'im etmeya oy chelev shenizbashel b'cholav. The Rambam gives a few examples. Ein Isser
Basa v'cholav chal al isa v'nevelo k'dei she'ei oichel mimenu chayiv shtei malkias ela malkias echa bevad k'moishin esbar b'mesechtes chulin.
So says the Rambam, what's a classic example of einus achal al isa? I'll give you a classic example. If a person has nevelo and then he cooks it together with milk, so at first glance, you have the isa basa v'cholav. Says the Rambam, there's no isa basa v'cholav, because being that the basa was asur anyways, because it was nevela, or maybe it was chelev, or maybe it was from some non-kosher animal. But the bottom line is, if the basar is anyways aser, and now you make it basar v'cholav, the halach is there won't be an issa basar v'cholav. So a cheeseburger with meat that's not kosher meat, there's no basar v'cholav, says the Rambam. The reason there's no issa basar v'cholav is because ein issa chalas, and that's the Rambam's classic example. Amazing. This is his classic example of Einisr chalal isr. Then the Rambam continues. He has a very long arichos, and he says, "V'shmor elu ha'ikrim." I want you to protect these yusoidis that I'm teaching you. "V'sim oisam neged einecha l'fisha ein chalim b'davar echad isurim harbe elo be'echad mishloisha ikarim." V'isr moisif, isr koilu v'isr basachas. So says the Rambam. I'll tell it to you again, and really guard what I'm telling you now, because this is yusoidi. Whenever you have einisr chalal isr in shas, you have to know that it can't work unless it's a koil, it's a moisiv, or it's a vasach. Says the Rambam, v'yeshen asanu v'nesananu achshav nekuda nifla. But there's one important yesod that you have to understand before you go right there. And that is, because you're probably bothered, and he has his l'shoinus here, l'fishu mifteach le'inyonim acherim. It's unbelievable how excited the Rambam got here. But the bottom line is the Rambam is very flowery and very dramatic, but he says, I know you're going to walk away from this Pirush HaMishnayis, and you're going to ask the obvious kasha. Basar v'cholav with meat that's non-kosher, that's the classic example of ein issa chalal isr. L'chura, it's issa moisef. It's not even issa koil. It's issa moisef. You know why it's issa moisef? Because basar v'cholav we know is asa b'achila, and it's asa b'anah. It says in the Torah, l'isav ashe libach levim three times. Echol achila, echol anav, echol abish. Now, chelev is not asa b'anah, it's only asa b'achila. So let's focus on chelev. Or let's focus on nevela. Nevela is asa b'achila, it's not asa b'anah. So how could you now tell me that if somebody would take chalav and he would cook it together with chalav, cheeseburger, there's no basar v'chalav. Why? Because the chalav is doch anyways aser. It's issa moisif. And the Rambam just said five times that if you meet one of these three criteria, one of which is issa moisif, so l'chura ein locha issa moisif g'day l'mizu. Isn't the iser hana that's going to be chal al yidei the bus of the chal al yidei this taruvos iser moisif, so that now the iser achila should be able to be chal? Says the Rambam, or Yisoy Gadol. Says the Rambam, you know what the beer is? Because the only time there is an iser hana on bus of a chalav is if there's also an iser achila. Meaning it's a package deal. Bus of a chalav means iser achila, iser hana. If you don't have the iser achila, you don't have the Isra Hana. The Isra Hana is totally in the Isra Achila. Without an Isra Achila, there cannot be an Isra Hana. So says the Rambam, a big Yisoid. And that's the Teretz, and that's why it says the Rambam, it's Poshet, that Chelev and Cholov is not Basav Cholov. You want to know why? Because being that there's no Isra Achila, why is there no Isra Achila? Because ain't Isra Chal Isra, so there's no Isra Hana. If there's no Isra Hana, then you don't have the Isra Moisef. It's a Galgal HaChayzer, it's a catch 22. It's true. If it would be chal, the isr bas of a cholov, then you'd have an isr hana. But you can't have the isr hana of bas of a cholov unless you have the isr achila bas of a cholov. And it can't be chal the isr achila bas of a cholov, because for that it's a isr chal al isr. So says the Rambam, tucked away in Pirush HaMishnayis, Mesechtes Krisos, Perek Gimel, Hafla v'fela, on the Mishnah today's daf, Yesh oichal achila achas v'chayv lo arba chadayz v'chomish v'osham echad, that in bas of a cholav, achila and all come together. And there's no isr hana if there's no isr achila. And being that there's no isr achila,
the isr bishop is not either.
What's that? All right, this bishop, I'm not sure. But being that there's no isr achila, there's not going to be an isr hana either. Frank Rabbi Chanan, what's going on over here? Fashteinish the Rambam. If somebody would cook chalav together with cholav, now you have bas of a cholav, there's no isr achila?
Avad, there's no Isra Achila. Ein Isra Achila, listen. Frey Rabbi Chon, Ein Isra Achila, listen, means there's no Isra Achila? Of course there's an Isra Achila. L'kayrim ben Risham Gemurim, there's an Isra Achila in our Nusach. Isn't that the Prima Gadim? Isn't that the Night of Yehuda? Isn't that the Avni Maluin? That by Ein Isra Achila, listen, it's Chal the second Isra. That's why there's a new Allah of Ein Shvua Chal HaShvua. To tell me more. To tell me that it's not even Chal the second Isra. So Frey Rabbi Chonon, Vazok the Ramam. Rabbi doesn't. I have a tumi pircha gedayel on the Rama. La'olam, it is chal d'isra achila by basa v'chal. It just so happens there's no malchus. Okay, but you want to know if it's chal d'isra achila yet? Once it's chal d'isra achila, now it can be chal d'isra na. And once it's chal d'isra na, and for the isra na, there could be malchus. So now you have isra moisef. Let there be malchus regarding the Isra Achila as well. So, Rabbi Chon, what do you see from the Rambam? You see the Rambam held that if Ein Isra Chal al Isra, the Isra is not Chal at all. So, Mimela, if you take Nevela or Chalev or meat from a non-kosher animal and you cook it together with Chalev, no Isra was Chal on the meat. If no Isra is Chal on the meat, you don't have the Isra Achila, Mimela, you don't have the Isra Ana. If you don't have the Isra Ana, you don't have an Isra Moisef. But if you would go like the Prima God, Avnu Munayi Behuda, and you would tell me that really, by Ein Isra Chal al Isra, it is Chal the second Isra. It's just in Chiyuvim that you don't have it, to the extent that it's Chal the Isra. So you would have enough Isra Achila L'chayr, Tainet Rabbi Chanan, for there to be an Isra Ana. Once you have the Isra Ana is gonna be Chayiv Malkus, because nothing's inhibiting it from being Chayiv Malkus. And once there's Malkus for the Isra Ana, there would be Malkus on the Isra Achila with Isra Moisef. Elamai, Vaistoy, says Rabbi Chanan, that the Rambam held that when it comes to Isra, Ein Isra Chal al Isra, the Pshat is not that the second Isra Chal, the Isra is not Chal at all. If the Isra is not Chal at all, what does the Gemara mean? L'kayvi ben Risham Gemurim? It means he needs a kapara for what he did. Vashem yislach lo, like Rashi brings in Parashas Matnas. Vashem yislach lo, he needs a kapara. Sometimes a person could do a davar mutter and he needs a kapara. Right? Someone who thought he was doing an aver, he found that he didn't do an aver. Vashem yislach lo, even that person needs kapara. He needs kapara. That's the idea of the Kari ben Risham Gemurim. But to say that he was over an Isser, there was no Isser. Because Ein Isser Chal al Isser says that there is no Isser at all. Now what Rabbi Chanan is going to have to do, is Rabbi Chanan is now going to have to explain to us, what's Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara made a chiluk between Isra Abba Me'atzmai and Isra Abba Me'elo. So what's the beer in that? So Rabbi Chanan doesn't connect the two things, but there's another piece from Rabbi Chanan, also in Kovetz Haaretz, and it's Simin, either Lamed Gimel or Lamed Dalid, it's Simin Lamed Dalid. Rabbi Chanan explains it, and he says a festalumdus. Maybe we'll talk about that next week.